the loss of top executives is just one concern for investors who have been worried about a brain drain after Facebook went public. But more concerning may be Facebook's ability to make money. That's ultimately what's going to convince investors to buy shares, which have now touched a new low below $20 yesterday. And we'll see whether Facebook's able to recover at all. But investors are increasingly worried, it seems, that Facebook is actually going to be able to deliver some good financial results. They have a problem on mobile devices like smartphones where advertisements are in some cases all but impossible to see. And they haven't quite figured out why there are 83 million illegitimate accounts. And that could affect advertising.
And 83 million is a rather significant percentage of the overall number of accounts, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost 9%. I mean, look, there's still, a billion people that use Facebook, so I don't think they're hurting for users. And the fundamentals of the company are strong, Greg. But the problem is that advertisers want to know that the clicks they're getting are real. And if you have these duplicate users, or if you have these basically robot users that aren't real people behind these accounts, then that could, you know, cause the integrity to falter a bit.
Who are the executives who are out?
One of them is the guy in charge of interfacing with all the app makers that make the Facebook experience so enriching, and others that are in charge of marketing Facebook. So there's always been a concern that as Facebook went public, executives would cash out and go do their own thing, go do something different. There's been a concern about a brain drain. So far, though, investors seem far more concerned about the money-making ability of the company and not so much, you know, who's in what office.
ABC's Aaron Katursky joining us live on a Friday morning here. We can assure you that the Amanda and Greg Como Facebook pages are legitimate.
Yes, they are.